بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة وإن الله مستخلفكم فيها فينظر كيف تعملون فاتقوا الدنيا واتقوا النساء فإن أول فتنة بني إسرائيل كانت في النساء رواه مسلم حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه إن رئيس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said This dunya is sweet and green. The dunya is sweet and lush. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you His vicegerent over this dunya. Allah has made us His khalifa. And Allah has sent us into this world. فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ To see how we act, what deeds we perform, how do we carry out ourselves. فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَى Therefore, Rasulullah has mentioned, save yourselves from the evil temptations of the dunya and woman. Beware of the world and beware of woman. The very first test and tribulation of the Bani Israel was through woman. So in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the world very beautiful. Allah has adorned this world and decorated this world. It is likened to a fruit which is very, very sweet and very green. It is very attractive. The appeal of the dunya and of a woman, it is very attractive. It entices a person towards it. The dunya, we know after some time, it will come to an end, it will be destroyed. Like any fruit we have, after some time it begins to rot. It begins to decompose. This is the reality of dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore has sent us into this dunya for a short period of time to see how well we perform in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Allah is giving us a test. We are in this dunya so that Allah is testing us to see how obedient we are to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Which one of us is doing better and excelling in actions which are in conformance with the sharia. So this hadith is actually talking about refraining from the evil temptations of this world and that of women. Of course, we're talking about irreligious women. Women who are going to entice a man and take him out of his deen or out of the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of Bani Israel, there was a person by the name of Bal'am bin Ba'ura. And he was a very religious person. He even knew the Torah by heart, according to many of the ulama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him a special gift that he knew the ismi a'zam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a secret. And only certain people know that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if they take that name in the dua is accepted. So he knew the ismi a'zam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the people came to him and they enticed him with the most beautiful woman there. And he fell for this trap and they seduced him through a woman to go and use the Ismi A'zam against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and to make baddua against him. But we know that he failed miserably. And the result and the consequence of all that, he fell for being seduced by a woman, by the beauty of some woman, and he thought that he'll use the Ismi A'zam to curse Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah made it such that his tongue began to loll out. The Quran talks about him as like a thirsty dog whose tongue is just lolling out all the time. And that was happened to Bal'am bin Ba'ura. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him in this way. So we have the temptations of dunya. Rasulullah has mentioned, inna li kulli ummatin fitnatan wa fitnatu ummati al-mal. Every ummat had some tests. The test of my ummat is wealth. The material possessions of this world. So in this particular hadith, Rasulullah has drawn our attention to two things that do not get caught into the snares of dunya and woman. One hadith says, "An-nisa'u haba'ilu shaitan." Shaitan actually uses a woman to tempt a man, like how a person goes to catch his animal, his prey, or catch fish. He uses nets. Like that, shaitan uses, he casts his nets, and he uses a woman to bring a man out of his deen. How often a woman, a wife, will tempt a husband and force a husband, pressurize a husband to take her to such places that he does not want to go, which is against the Sharia. Sometimes he's discarding his salah to please his wife, to please his children. And therefore a person has to be on guard. We're talking about those women here again who are irreligious, who have no deen in their life. They are not conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give all of our women folk and all of us taqwa. And these ahadiths are important. And Rasulullah has drawn our attention to this fact that dunya outwardly it seems very, very beautiful. It will entice us, it will seduce us. A woman is generally beautiful and we should not fall for her seduction. And therefore Rasulullah has mentioned another hadith, ما تركت بعدي فتنة أضر على الرجال من النساء. I did not leave behind any tribulation greater for men than that of women. In the next hadith of Rasulullah is a very beautiful, simple dua. Also because taqwa has been mentioned in this hadith, and because we are doing the chapter on taqwa, this particular hadith, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought this hadith, and in which Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, An Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, An Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yaqul, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wal-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Oh Allah, I seek or ask you for hidayat. Huda, hidayat. I ask you for hidayat. We require guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every salat, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, show us, guide us to the straight path. When we read the surah Fatiha, with feeling, with understanding, oh Allah, we are begging you to show us sirat al-mustaqim. We do not want to take a wrong path. The path of sirat al-mustaqim leads us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a dua that we should make. Allahumma inni, O Allah, verily I as'aluka, I ask you al-huda, for guidance. Wat tuqa, tuqa and taqwa is the same thing. Oh, I'm asking you, Allah, for piety. I explained yesterday, taqwa means to do all those things that Allah has commanded us to do and refrain from all the prohibitions. So Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa tuqa wal-afaf. Afaf means chastity, to be chaste. So to have a pure life, oh Allah, ask you for a pure life, free from all type of sins. And also it means afaf anis su'al. Ya Allah, I'm asking you to make it such that I am free from begging from people. Ya Allah, do not make me a beggar. Do not make me have to stretch my hands out to any person. So Allah, I ask you for hidayat. I ask you for taqwa. I ask you for chastity. Wal ghina, and I ask you for independence. Ghina means to be independent. Laysa al-ghina an kathrati al-arad, walakinna al-ghina ghina al-nafs. Rasulullah said, ghina, richness is not a person having abundant wealth. Richness is the richness of the heart, the contentment of the heart. A person is independent of people. He doesn't become muhtaj of people. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa al-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.